part, you know, between the show, between the, you know, part between the shoulder and the hand of the hog.
Uh-huh.
So what do you do with that?
Well, you can cut it where it can be baked, or cut it up and use it in some frying on it.
Well, what do you call the kind of meat you buy whole and you slice it thin and you eat it with eggs?
That's bacon, they call that. That's a side, a ham, or...
Well, if you buy that and it's already sliced up, what do you call it then?
Well, they call it bacon.
And, you know, when you buy it whole, sometimes it has that outside part of it you have to slice off.
Yeah, that's the fat in there.
Well, what do you call that? The edge of the bacon that you have to cut away before you can use it.
Well, that's the edge and the stomach part, belly part they call it.
Would you ever call it the rind?
Oh, yeah, that's the rind. That's off of the hill.
And you said you had sausage, you made it.
Well, we trim that all off and put it in sausage. And what we trim on down there, we get the loins, you know, that lean piece that go down the backbone. Well, we put that in sausage, grind that up, and then if we wanted them to taste any better, we take a small hammer and cut that ham meat up and grind it in. But they don't do that nowadays. They cram more fat in them than anything. We didn't cram too much fat because we dried that grease up, made grease out of it.
Well, now, when you don't make sausage much anymore, though, what do you buy?
Well, we buy sage and stuff that they put in sausage, just like they put in today. You can buy it if you make sausage here at home.
Well, what do you call the man who sells meat?
A market man, or a butcher man, is that right?
And now, you know, if the butcher has the meat and his freezers go off, you know, his meat will do what?
Run. And just spoil.
So you'd say his meat is?
Spoil.
And now, when you butcher a hog, did you ever make anything from the meat in its head?
Souse.
Now, is that the same thing as head cheese?
Now, I don't know about this head cheese, but when you cook souse, or the way I've always cooked it, you know, they got air up there. And if you got to get all that there, boy, in there and get every bit of that out, or you'll be a sick chicken when you make sauce out of it if you don't take it out. I take mine out, clean their ears out to the bone, and then cook them, boil them, pick it off, and mash it up in my...
Did you ever make a dish by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
I'd always make, we called hasty, with cutting up the liver and the lights, but we know there weren't any worm in them lights in that liver when we cooked.
How'd you find that out?
My daddy'd blow them up. He'd have a reed and he'd blow them livers and lights up.
Well, did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
No, we didn't love that.
Did you ever hear of anything about
it? I've heard of some of them making it.
What would they make?
They just call them make them a blood, a liver, and put a little liver in it. I never did fix them because I don't care too much for blood like that.
Well, did you ever take the juice out of the souse or the liver sausage or something and stir it with cornmeal and maybe a little of the hog meat and cook it like that?
No, sir. I never did. I like my meat cooked straight, and then my bread, if they wanted the bread to eat with it, they'd have it.
Well, if you had some butter and you left it out too long, what will it do?
It'll just mold and get old.
So what's that taste?
A mold hit a taste of old taste, just like cheese does. You know, cheese can be left out and they'll smell old.
Would you say it was rank?
Rank. Yeah, you'd say rank. Because that's what we can do, and get ranker and ranker.
What about rinse?
Well, I don't know what else I could say about it, but that's what I'd say because it's where it smells in the house.
Well, you know, sometimes you'll keep thick, sour milk around the house.
That's buttermilk.